We're going to turn to an archival recording of a romantic work by Sophie Carmen Eckhardt-Gramatte. We'll hear the composer as pianist playing the andante movement of her Piano Concerto No. 1, composed in 1926. Eckhardt-Gramatte was born as Sophie Carmen Sonia de Friedman in Moscow in 1899. Her mother, a piano student of Anton and Nicholas Rubinstein, worked as governess in the Tolstoy household. As an infant, she was placed with foster parents in England for 4 years before her mother took her to Paris and began to teach her the piano. By the age of 6, she was composing her first piano pieces, and by the time she was 11, her Étude de Concert was published. She studied both piano and violin at the Paris Conservatoire and started touring at age 11, playing both instruments in Paris, Geneva, and Berlin. She moved to Berlin when she was 15, and by the time she was 20, she was performing concertos on both violin and piano, as well as becoming increasingly drawn towards composition. The andante movement of her Piano Concerto No. 1 was a piece that she performed on its own in a two-piano version in Lübeck with Edwin Fischer in the 1920s. But in 1953, about to emigrate to Canada, the composer was less excited about this work, whose romantic character was no longer reflective of her style. Her husband rescued it from the wastebasket and brought it to her attention some 15 years later, at which point she looked it over and responded, "Not so bad after all." Now, the andante movement of Sophie Carmen Eckhardt-Gramatte's Piano Concerto No. 1 with Berlin Symphonics Orchestra, Ernst Kühnwald, conductor, and the composer at the piano.